Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
We welcome Sean Egan of Egan Joan Ratings. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
What was the response to your downgrade of Spain? When you go double C in Spain, what does that mean for the elite of Spain?
It means that the cost of funding is likely to rise over the next couple months, and that it underscores the intractable problems of Spain. Unfortunately, Spain, we labeled our report as Hoover-esque, that is, raising taxes when the government and when the economy has nearly 25% unemployment doesn't make a huge amount of sense from a policy standpoint, but that's where they're going.
Let's look at that note, Hoover-esque, hearkening back to 28, 29, and into 30, and that momentous inauguration of Hoover to FDR. The austerity measures and economic weakness in Spain and the EU make it difficult to substantially reduce unemployment over the next couple of years. New taxes will exacerbate unemployment. Who is the FDR for Spain?
Well, we haven't identified one. I think that it's going to take a little bit of time. Unfortunately, Spain, Greece, and other Southern European countries are violating the cardinal rule of turnarounds, which is to address a problem very quickly. What they should do is get in there, cut the debt to a manageable level, which in our belief in Greece is about 5 to 10% of GDP. And in Spain, you probably have to take a 50% haircut to bring it down to a manageable level and ease some of the taxes, get the economy back on track, and realize it's going to take about 5 to 10 years for the economy to start growing again. This continual uptick in unemployment simply doesn't do any good, and it reduces confidence, and you're seeing that in the flight of deposits from the Spanish banks and the Italian banks and the Greece banks.
On the Spanish banks, Sean, this tidbit really stood out to me from your note on your downgrade. The top five banks in Spain have assets that are 204% the size of Spain's GDP. So how on earth is Spain going to be able to afford supporting its banks?
Sarah, you put your finger on a major problem, not only in Spain, but also in Italy, Greece, and Portugal, and that is the banks are such a huge portion of the economy that it's very difficult to get one's hand on the problem. Some people have rejoiced that the banks are going to get some additional capital. However, it's going to come at the cost of increasing the debt for the Kingdom of Spain. Our view is that the two credits are joined at the hip. That is the sovereign credit and the bank credit. You can't separate it. In fact, we ran into the exact same situation with the auto companies as of 5 years ago, where General Motors would argue that GMAC should stand alone. Our view, if GMAC got into trouble, if GM got into trouble, GMAC would, and that's exactly what happened.
So Spain might have to go ask the EU, perhaps the IMF, for help in a bailout. Sure, it's going to be politically hard to swallow, perhaps a stigma, but do you see that ultimately as credit positive?
No. The real positive, not only from a credit perspective, but also from the economy, is to put it on the right track. Address the problems. Don't go through this slow drip where the social services continue to slip, tax evasion increases. Yeah, Greece is a perfect model. We've been dealing with it for the past 4 years.
Right.
The country or banks are in no better shape than they were four years ago.
Sean, I'm honored to have you comment on this. Folks, this was by far and away the essay of the weekend, going back to conversations I've had years ago with Barry Eichengreen. This is Gillian Tett in the Financial Times on a lunch with her father. Dad, you were right. Because my father worked in the then relatively unfashionable manufacturing world, he was less subsumed by fashionable policy groupthink. My father, outside the intellectual echo chamber of the Eurozone elite, was never infected by the hype. I would say, Sean, that describes you. What does the echo chamber need to learn and do now? What do the elite of Europe need to do?
I think realize that the current structure needs to be adjusted. The first step is to get the banks on a decent footing. That's going to be fairly difficult. By the way, I read that article and I thought it was fantastic. You need to get the banks on the right footing. You need to cut the debt of the sovereigns and the banks to a reasonable level. You need to realize that it's going to take 5 to 10 years to correct the problem, and you want to address the problems up front. Mm-hmm. The IMF has had a beautiful playbook for correcting sovereign credit quality problems. It involves massive cuts to the government, massive cuts to the government employees, to the debt and the currency. That hasn't been employed for the most part in the southern European countries.
Very good. Sean Egan, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.